This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor. This show is brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage, the Preferred Provider List, and the Brat Shop. Our show is all about real estate and the businesses that support your community and the real estate market. Last week, I had an interior designer, Christine Delasio, on the show with me, and we talked about decorating trends, what is out and what isn't. And boy, was that an eye-opener for me. But there was a lot of good things that was said that made me feel really good because there's certain things that I haven't been liking that's going away. Anyways, we're going to talk about getting your home on the market. And I've got Christine. She's back in the studio with me. Hi.
Hi.
So last week you gave us so much information. And this show, I want to talk about getting the home on the market because we're going to have a lot of people getting their home on the market this year to sell their home. And this is the best time really in the month of January, even if you're going to sell your home in August. Start planning. And what do I always say? Declutter. Declutter. You know what? Even if you're not selling your home, declutter anyways. It'll make you feel so much better. But anyway, so I'll tell you, let me give you a spiel here. So a lot of times when I go into people's homes to list a home, I tell them ahead of time, I'm going to critique the home. I'm not judgmental at all, but just give some hints, some ideas of what to do to get the home ready to put on the market. Sometimes it might be very severe, for lack of a better word of saying that. Sometimes people's homes on the exterior, the paint's chipping, you need to repaint it. You just do. Not just to resell it, but because a buyer is probably more than likely going to have a mortgage on the home, and the appraiser comes out and they will look at the condition of the home. And if the condition of the home is not up to par, if you have FHA or VA, the seller is going to have to correct it anyways. So exterior paint is a really big deal. And then when I go into the home, that's when the work starts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've seen this so many times. I guess not to be hypercritical, but people, when I show my buyers new homes, or not even new homes, but resale homes, and we go into the home and it's very outdated or it's very dirty, a lot of times they won't even make it past the front door. We turn around and walk out. So you want to keep your audience, especially if you're asking top dollar. Now, if you're asking a lot less than the market value for the home, then typically they're going to know that this is an as-is home, nothing's being changed. But let's just say we're walking into a resale home and they're asking top dollar. What are you expecting from that home? You as a interior designer, you also as maybe as a buyer.
I would expect to have cleanliness and no clutter. I would expect the home to have been maintained for the entire time that they were in the home. You know, the baseboards, the walls, the cabinetry, everything about the home that you can maintain. Even, you know, the outside is very important because of the curb appeal, making that person want to get out of the car and go, oh, I like that house.
Right.
Let's stop. And then the entrance to the home. It's crucial. I mean, everything is just, and you know, the main thing is the clutter. There's just too much stuff around. I'm a very organized person, and so I would love to see more organization.
Clutter gives a lot of people anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And the other pet peeve that people have, my buyers have, is dog and cat hair. That is a huge big deal. Nobody is talking anti-dog or anti-cat. Everybody that knows me knows that I'm an animal lover. But when you walk into a home, you're showing a home, that's the last thing you want is to have cat or dog hair on you when you leave the place. It needs to be clean, like you said. So let's talk about, on last week's show, we talked about the paint, you know, the ins and outs. What would you say would be the worst color a person can have on their walls to turn away a buyer?
Probably bright colors. So bright colors are meant to be used sparingly, whether you're selling your house or if you're staying in your home. So I see a lot of bright colors, and then I'll see rooms that are all different colors. Oh my goodness, that is very agitating.
Okay.
And the same with carpet. You don't want to have, you know, different materials in every room.
So gotcha. Okay.
What you want is unity.
So a home then should have a continuous color on the walls of paint, right?
Yes.
So whether it's a cream color or whatever it may be, it needs to be, the entire home needs to be the same color.
Yes. You know, it doesn't have to be white. It can still be, a nice neutral, maybe make it a little bit warmer, you know, because the warmer tones are coming back in. Right. Mm-hmm. A taupe. But as long as it's consistent and it's clean and painted well, and then your baseboards have a contrast to that.
And like you said, clean baseboards.
Mm-hmm.
That's another pet peeve.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when you're selling your home, and this is way ahead of schedule, but when you're showing your home, please make sure your toilet seats are down. That's a really
bad, that goes without
right?
saying.
Yeah, you'd be very surprised. But you know, you made a point that when you drive up to a home, you see a sign in the front yard. There's got to be a reason why you want to go inside, and the exterior. The exterior's got to be clean. Now, right now, everybody's got, you know, we all have dead grass, of course, because it's not spring or summer yet. But the yard still needs to be look welcoming.
Trim the bushes.
There. Yeah.
You know, don't have overgrown landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make it look like Disneyland.
There you go. Without the animation on the front yard, right? Got it. Got it. All right. So when we go into the home, let's just say we have a seller who really needs to get top dollar for this house, okay? But they've got laminate countertops. What do you think?
Well, I would tell them to make an investment into quartz instead of the other, and they will get their money out of that. But you don't want to over improve either. So there is a fine line as to how much you should invest. Maybe, you know, depending upon the condition of the cabinetry, see what needs it most when you walk into the room. If those cabinets are just in horrible shape, you might have to invest in new cabinetry.
Right. Or get it refinished.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Get it refinished.
Yeah. So if you have a seasoned agent, they're going to tell you, and hopefully that agent's me, going to tell you what to invest in and what not to invest in. Because I have been to homes where sellers have interviewed other realtors. And I always say that at least interview 3 realtors. Just make sure one of them is me. And I go into the home and they tell me, well, this realtor told me to do this and do this and this. I'm like, no, way too much of an investment. You don't need to do that.
That's right.
Now, during the recession, different story. Because homes were sitting on the market for months and months and months. Totally different story. But when you've got a decent market like we still have, you still need to invest in the home, but you don't have to overdo it.
That's right.
And I never want my sellers to overdo it because my job is to get them top dollar for their home.
Mm-hmm.
That's always, you know, in my mind, of course. So when I go in and they tell me, well, you know, the previous agent told me, I've got to get brand new cabinets. I'm looking, there's some scratches on the cabinets, but they don't need new cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to have them refinished.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really, really important. Like you said, don't overdo it. And you want to make sure that you're getting a return for it.
That's crucial.
Now, there's some things that I just have to insist. And tile countertops.
Those are out.
They've been out for a long time. And I tell you, I've had buyers love a home, but they can't stand those tile countertops in the kitchen or in the bathroom. And it's killed some sales for some sellers.
Especially the major bathrooms. If it's just downstairs and it's not used very much and it's not a very big countertop, you could probably get away with it if you have it regrouted and have it look in great condition.
Right.
That's how you can still do that.
But never the kitchen. And it always bothered me in the kitchen anyways, because if you're rolling out dough or working on that countertop, which I've got quartz, I work on my countertop all the time. Who was going to work with dough and rolling out on the counter when you've got bumps in it?
Or set a glass down.
Right.
You know, it'll break.
There you go. Right, right. But it's just, and it can be very, very porous. We know that because not a lot of people take care of the tile like on a countertop. Well, we're going to take a short break and listen to our sponsors. And when we come back, Christine, you and I can go over some more things that a person can do to get their home on the market and to do it right without a huge investment, right? So please come on back, listen and learn. Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Hey, are you a brat or do you know a brat? No, I'm not talking about an out-of-control child. I'm talking about a military brat. What is a military brat? It's a child born into a military family has been given the term of endearment brat. What does it stand for? Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. It's a life that has the responsibility of being a military child, proudly representing America's youth around the world. The brat life is so special, so why not celebrate it? Go to thebratshop.com. That's thebratshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and embrace the legacy.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz. I've got Christine DeLacio in the studio with me again, and she is very well known here in town. And you have been an interior designer for how many years?
39.
So you know your stuff. You know your stuff. You know, so many times I meet people that say that they're an interior designer, and I'm like, okay, where'd you go to school and how long you've been in business? Well, really, you know, I've been a realtor and, you know, they don't have the education. So, I mean, you are legit. You are the real thing. And I just love having you on my show.
Thank you.
You're just a world of information. So we've been talking about getting the home on the market. Do people need to move their furniture?
Yes, because most of the time people love to line their walls with furniture and they think that lining the walls makes the space look bigger. Actually, it just looks like a dance hall. And, you know, we live in the room, right? We don't live around the room. Uh-huh. So if you think of Garden of the Gods, how you weave through Garden of the Gods, that's what we do when we set the furniture. So we're working with focal points. And guess what? A TV is not a focal point. So a focal point is anything structural that stays in the house. That would be a window, a fireplace, or a grand staircase. So you want to set your sofa to that focal point first, and then you start bringing in layering process of the other furnishings. But there is a technique to doing this, so don't try this at home alone.
Call Christine. What's it called? What's it called?
It's called visual coordinations.
Okay. Okay, very cool. And you're right. Most people, they set their furniture around where the TV is.
Yeah. And all of their furniture. And because then you don't have conversation. So
some people
this,
like that.
Right?
They want to converse with their family. Yeah.
So this formula, actually, it's a scientific formula. And it works every single time. And it creates, you know, coziness, intimacy, where you want to sit down and talk to that person and you can see that person instead of just, you know, like out of the corner of your eye because you're looking at the TV.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Wow. So when I critique a seller's home, there's just so much furniture. And all I can think of is when I had so much furniture in my formal living and I got up to go get a cup of coffee. It was early in the morning. I'm very groggy in the morning. That's just who I am. And I slammed my foot into the ball of a French provincial chair.
Ouch.
And I broke every single one of my toes in one slam. And so for that reason, I'm very careful around rooms that has a lot of furniture because I made that mistake. I paid the price and I'm still paying the price. I've had two surgeries on this foot. So it's really important. But not only that, if you are showing your home, you don't want tripping hazards. And all this furniture, right?
Less is more.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Less you can actually decorate a room beautifully with less furniture. And it looks more modern. It's airy. The stress level goes down. It's amazing. People tend to over decorate.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. How about over decorating the walls?
Oh, okay. That's another story. Which walls? Sometimes it's just too much.
Yeah, okay. It is. Yeah. It is. Again, less is more, right? Mm-hmm. Where should family pictures be presented?
Well, sometimes they would look great where there's enough lighting, mm-hmm. where you could show it off, maybe upstairs, because maybe people don't want to see it downstairs okay. all the time. Uh-huh. So maybe an upstairs hallway or a hallway that's going into another bedroom if you have a ranch-style home. But there is an art to arranging those pictures also. So I always recommend laying everything on the floor and then create your design and then put that up on the wall. I'd love to help you with that.
So, you know, I don't know if you've seen it, but I see it on Facebook all the time. It's a company called Mixed Tiles, and you can send them your pictures and then they put your picture in this frame and it's self-sticking. And I've seen a lot of people make different type of arrangements with that on the walls. And it looks pretty cool, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, the way they like design like diamond sort of, you know, pattern, that sort of thing. But those are pretty neat. So my son sent me a couple of those with my grandson, Landon. And you can use them. I mean, you can take them off the wall and reuse them. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to put in a frame. But I just thought I'd throw that out there. But it's called Mixed Tiles mm-hmm. if you want to do that sort of thing. Personally, I like frames. I'm a frame person. And depending upon which room it is in the house, I'll buy a certain frame for that room because I've got different decor in my room. My entire basement is nothing but retro. And so I'll buy like a funky type of, you know, frame and put a picture in it that way. But I think the mixed tile idea is pretty cool.
The whole thing about putting, you know, artwork on the mm-hmm. wall is working with space because you have to understand where that piece is going to go, how it's going to fit into that puzzle, and how it's going to look the best. Sometimes we'll have artwork that's stacked one on top, you know, one on the bottom. Sometimes there's three in a vertical line, mm-hmm. depending upon what's going on in that room, because it's not just putting a picture on a wall. So after the furniture is arranged, then we bring in the artwork and the lighting. The lighting is crucial. So artwork is last.
Got it. So is it the same thing with furnishings? Is it less is more, even with pictures?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And especially with, you know, today's modern trend, you don't want to have as much on the walls. Everything is fewer items
right.
today.
Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good because it'll help people with clutter.
That's right.
Right? Right? I can't. I preach that too much, I think. But anyway, that's a really good idea. Yeah. I've never thought of it that way. You know, too much of even pictures can be very overwhelming, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, it can.
Does artwork, is that a trend also? Does it ever come and go?
Artwork is
subjective.
Very personal.
Okay.
And it needs to move your soul. This is something that okay. when you look at that, you have beautiful memories. And again, we're working with shape and what will work in that space. I always tell my clients, go out and find what you love, and then I'll help you place it.
Okay, right. Okay, that sounds like a great plan. Very good plan. Any other mistakes that you see?
Let's see, lighting. I see a lot of mistakes with lighting where people would have all of their lighting on one side of the room instead of a balanced look to get a really nice look. You would have a triangle of light or diagonal of light. So you're lighting your corners. So you don't have everything just too heavy on one side with heavy furniture and then maybe something lighter on the other side. It's all about the elements of design and scale, balance, rhythm, harmony. It's all of that's crucial in making the room look great.
And that's why it's very important when you are showing your home, when your house is listed and you're showing your home, you want to make sure that you have the drapes, you have the blinds open, get that natural lighting in the home so people can see the home. Mm-hmm. Nothing worse than going to a home where I have to, as a buyer's agent, open up the drapes, open up the blinds because it's so dark. And then, oh, here's the house. Now we can see the house. So it's really, really important that you do that. Always do that before you leave the home because you're probably going to have showings here in that period of time. So just make sure that you have got that great natural lighting going into the home. And if you don't have great natural lighting, then you should have what? The lamps and the light on, right?
Right.
You always have those on anyways. And in the bathrooms. People love lighting in bathrooms. I do.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Right? I don't enjoy going into a dark bathroom. Now, sometimes people have that in the basement bathrooms, but you still can have really good, adequate lighting depending upon what you bought for the walls.
It's right? crucial.
Yeah, you have to have that. I think it's also a safety issue. So how can people reach you? How can they get in touch with you so you can help them?
Okay. It's 719-533-0802.
And your website?
LifestyleDesignsCO.com.
So get in touch with Christine at 719-533-0802. Go to her website, LifestyleDesignsCO.com, and find out how she can help you make your home just beautiful, right?
That's right.
Bring in all the natural lighting and help with the decor, the design, that sort of thing. And no, you don't have to have a big, humongous home to make it feel like it's designed well, right?
That's correct.
In a smaller ranch style home, right? You can help them with that.
Any size, any style.
There you go. Thanks so much again for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Just a world
so
of knowledge.
Much.
You're going to come back.
Yes, I will.
Awesome. So Christine can help you get your house on the market. Don't forget that. You know, if you're just kind of confused about what to do, if you need to redecorate, if you feel like you need to redecorate, give Christine a call and she can help you. And I can help you get your house on the market. I can list your home. I think you'll be really pleased with what City of CS, a Real Estate and Lifestyle, does. We list homes for a flat listing fee of $3,500. And we have a professional photographer. That's right, professional photographer. I'm not going to take your pictures, folks. No, I'm not. I'm going to have a professional photographer take your pictures. Nothing worse than having your listing on the MLS and there's pictures upside down. There's pictures all hazy. There's pictures with toilet seats up and you're like, oh my gosh, that's my house and I'm so embarrassed now. You don't want your realtor to take your pictures, not unless they are a bona fide professional photographer. Give us a call, CDUCS Real Estate and Lifestyle. Let us sit down and show you how we do a flat listing fee of $3,500. No jokes, no gimmicks. That's what we do all day long. Go to our website, cityofcs.com. Find out more about it or give me a call. Deborah Elliott Schultz at 719-641-1357. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And our newest sponsor is The Brat Shop, proudly representing America's youth around the world. Go to thebratshop.com and be sure you go to The Brat Shop Facebook page and please like it. That's The Brat Shop, shoppe.com, and embrace the legacy. Hey, I hope you learned a lot today. I always do when Christina's on the show. What a world of knowledge. And, you know, even though I've been in the business, the real estate business, for 16 years, I'm always learning something. The last 2 weeks, I have learned a lot. Thank you, Christine. Hey, listeners, please be sure to arrive alive. Do not text and drive. Until next week, my friends, always remember it's never too late to become the person you are meant to be.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.